USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the second time in 1 year, President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. The meetings will take place on Wednesday and Thursday, and Florida Republican Representative Ted Yoho tells Fox News he'd like to see a clear definition of what denuclearization looks like on both sides.
I think it'll build on the previous summit with the four pillars, you know, making better relationships, economic development, bringing peace to the Korean Peninsula, and then denuclearization, once we define that, and then returning the prisoner of war. Missing in action remains.
Florida lawmakers are giving more details on the prostitution charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. At a news conference on Monday, Palm Beach State Attorney David Ehrenberg talks about the charges against Robert Kraft.
We are charging 25 individuals with soliciting another to commit prostitution.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Vice President Mike Pence is expressing support for the opposition leader of Venezuela. Pence met with Juan Guaido during his trip to Bogota, Colombia on Monday. Pence said the U.S. will continue to boost sanctions on the regime of the embattled Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
As we continue to bring economic and diplomatic pressure to bear on the Maduro regime, we hope for a peaceful transition to democracy.
Pence also did not rule out a possible U.S. military action.
But as President Trump has made clear, all options are on the table.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will vote on Tuesday on a resolution aimed at blocking President Trump's national emergency declaration at the southern border.
To let the executive branch get away with this assault on the Constitution, we would be delinquent in our duty to the oath of office that we take.
Your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow was up 60 to close at 2092. The NASDAQ up 27 and S&P up 3. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Currently, there are 10 states where recreational marijuana is legal and an additional 23 states where it can be used for medical purposes. As marijuana becomes more and more legal, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel explains a new syndrome that's starting to show up at many hospitals.
You know, we use marijuana to decrease nausea and pain medicinally, medically. But as is in anything in medicine, when you start using a lot of it, you get the reverse effect than you actually want. So this is for chronic pot smokers out there, places where it's recreational. We see a ton of this in Colorado, by the way, in flooding emergency rooms. Probably over 3 million people in the United States are affected. Because what happens is the pot, when you start using a lot of it, turns off the receptors in the nerves that are supposed to suppress nausea and pain. So you're nauseous, you're in pain, and the only thing that works for this is hot showers. It floods the receptors, it turns them back on, you go back to normal, but you got to be in the shower for 6 hours. Guess what the cure is? Stop smoking pot.
And regarding the long-term effects of pot, Dr. Siegel tells Fox News,
I talk a lot about long-term effects in terms of behavioral changes, judgment, how you do on exams, effects on the lungs. This is a big one, and I'll tell you the biggest take-home here. People misdiagnose this all the time. Tucker, people have had their gallbladders taken out by mistake because they come to an emergency room vomiting uncontrollably, and even doctors are not used to this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.